All right, a good talk. Can we try to lay down some of the yesodis last week in the sugya of Yerid? Just a quick synopsis: what the lumdis of Yerid is. If Yerid le'toyik sadecha ve'era and it's a sadecha asuya lita, the halacha is that you give him kama adam reitz alita besadazul le'noita. You give him what is typical, what the kablonim of the city normally get to do such a job. And we explained that really amongst the Achrayim, perhaps Rishayim, that there are three different timing given what the chiyuv that would be. Either like the Rebbech Be, the Rebbech Shmuel says, it's because it's like a din chayv, he has your mamayni gabach, he planted trees in your rishus, so his money is in your rishus, so he has a right to that money. Or it's midin mekoch memkar, similar, he has the item and he planted it in your rishus, so when he lets it go, means he gives it to you and you acquire it from him, you take it from me, you don't tell him to get rid of it, so it's midin mekoch memkar. And then we said the final pshat was that it's like a schiris, it's a non-sahadi that he would have wanted you to do it. It's necha, it's as if you hired him mitchila. It's a sada asuya lita, it's supposed to be planted, and you planted it, so clearly he wanted it to be planted, menastam, we assume he wanted it to be planted, so as if he told you metchila to plant it, so you get the rate of whatever schiris is.
What about
inasuya lita? Inasuya lita is the next, that's by sada asuya lita. These swears do not apply by inasuya lita pashas, we're going to get to it. But by sada asuya lita, that's what the three basic swears are. We were machalek between that and nene. That nene is where the person wasn't yoyred. He didn't do a pagavana. This is yoyred. It means he's mehana you. He's trying to benefit you. He's trying to improve your property. That's mehana. Nene is a different sugya, and we're talking about the sugya of mehana. We mentioned Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe holds that which you get kishasaleir, which the Sma brings down like Rashi kishasaleir. You get the going rate. And we discuss that really you're not a shasel because you're not staying on. It's really you're like a kablin, which is Tyson Baba Basa, teaches up Rashi like that as well. But Rav Moshe says you're going to get the pachas shebeshasla here. Whatever the going rate of the shasla year are, you're going to get the pachas. You get the lower end of what the shasla year charge. Rashi doesn't explain, but Kiyudu, his far is that like every time you have schiris poilim, if you hire a poil and you don't make up a price, the halach is he gets kepachis shebe poilim, you take the lower end of the market for his quality work. So since too this is midin poilim, so you're going to get the pachis of shas leir. Now that's very geschmack, like our last pshat. If the lumd is here, it's a non-zadi denechele, it's as if he hired him, so he hired him, and he didn't make up a price, so you want to know what he gets, he's going to get kishasliyeh, what type of shasliyeh, kibachish of shasliyeh, because it's a schiris poilim dekadin. But if you learn like the Rebbech Be, if you learn like the other pshat, mekokomemka, these pshatim, which is reshoinim, it's not, the Achrayim are just bringing out from Yerushalayim. And Rambam is Mavu, it's like a Mekach HaMemka Dikadin, it's the Melki Yosef, there's a Ksois, there's a lot of raid on it. But if you learn like that, it's a Mekach HaMemka deal. It's not a Poilim deal. You sold me these planted trees. You sold me an improved trees in my property. So now you wonder why I should pay you? Pashas, I should pay you what the going rate is for these trees. If there's a range, there's $10, $11, $12, so I'll go in Hukushuma. There's a halach in Hukushuma Kiv Gimel that tells me that I go bust to the Roiv. So I'll take the Roiv price, whatever it is, and Roiv doesn't mean, means Roiv means, let's say one holds $10, one holds $11, one holds $13, Roiv is $11. The Rashbam holds because two out of three are saying it's not worth more than 11. Two out of three is saying it's not worth less than 11. So it's like Hilu, you have a Rav, it's Kavu at 11. Well, what's a Chil? But my say is we have Hilchus Shuma had a shots up what a thing is valued at. So if it's a Mekach or Memka de Gedin or a Chayv de Gedin, the Chayv should pay the normal rate, the Rav rate, the Shuma Dika rate of what the Shasim deserve. If you hold that to Schir's Dika, then you'll have to pay a Kapakash of Bishasim. We mentioned other Nafkaminas, where maybe tonight we'll see Vaita Nafkaminas between these Pratim. But that was the aside. I want to start over again. Let's do the Machab, and maybe we'll do a Siv Beis as well, just to get familiar with the concept that's going on, and then we'll try to take it on a deeper level. Let's start again. Sif Aleph. If someone goes into a sadeh chaver shaloi b'shus, venata, and he plants it. in Shinayin Hei Sefalav, right? Im Hoi Sada Si Alita, Oim Din Kam Odim Reitz Alitim Besada Zula Naita Venaita Mebala Sada. Vim Eina Si Alita, if it's not a Si Alita, then Shaman Loi V'yoda La Tachtoina. What does Sada Si Alita mean? How do you define the Dechilik between a Si Alita and not a Si Alita? How do we know what's a Si Alita or not? So a suyalita, Rashi says, a suyalita means that it's yafa le'ilan yaisim mizrayim. This field is aimed for trees more than it's aimed for zrayim. So it's a suyalita. You have two choices to use a field. You could either plant seeds, grow crops, or trees. That's a standard two options. If the sada is more aimed for trees, then it's a suyalita trees. That makes it a sada a suyalita. It has to be more for trees than for Zeroyim.
Doesn't the Baal Bais play any role?
So the Baal Bais is, we're going to see how Vai, but Baal Bais could object, we're going to see maybe in Sif Beis that he could object to it. But if you want to know before he objects, let's say he doesn't object, he's masking. What is it? Is it a Sada Suyalita, a Sada Shena Suyalita? If it's aimed for trees more than Zeroyim, that's a Suyalita. That's Rashi. Vais Tois, just posh it, that let's say it's Shava B'Shava, 50% plant trees, 50% plant zroyim, that's already ain't a suyolita. Because it's not a suyolita more than a suyif zroyim. So it's a suyolita means it has to be oimid lakak that it's a suyolita. If it can go either way, then that's not going to be a suyolita. And that's look, if you look in the smat and sivkot and gimel, when the Ramah continues, the Ramah says, Tam kerem osilita zaktasma. Why? Pish lafuki sada is not a siyolita. Why? Sha'imi gamkin lezroya. It can go either way. And achat is also, aimed livnois, you have other options with it. As long as you have another decent option, a real option, the shava b'shava, that's already aina a siyolita. There could be a mashmois amiri, not like that, that even maybe it's shava b'shava, it's also considered a siyolita. You have to know. But L'chaya, in the halacha, it has to be oimid l'kak, it has to be more for trees than not. That's l'chaya. Now you want to know, does the Baal Bais play a role at all? So the Miri is machadish, that even if the field kishat musa is oimid for trees more than zroyim, but let's say this Baal Bais, you know, this Baal Bais has 10 fields, and already has 9 orchards, he already has 9 fields planted with trees. So even though if you're just in a vacuum, this field in and of itself maybe is more ripe for trees than not, but any Baal Bais who has 10 fields and 9 already planted for trees, that 10th field he needs more for Zeroyim, because where's he going to get his Zeroyim from? So he needs that field for Zeroyim. So even though it's not a subjective preference of the Baal Bais, we done the matzah, but objectively, such a Baal Bais, b'chayei gavna, such a field is not considered a suyalita, even though the field batzmusa maybe should have been a suyalita, but for such a Baal Bais, it's not considered a suyalita. For such a Baal Bais, it's considered a suyal Israel.
It's not nechale, right.
But the only thing is that that's where Avinan Sadi is after it's planted and he doesn't object. So we have Avinan Sadi, why didn't he object? Means we take everything into account. What we're talking about is before we get to his objection or not. We want to know, is the Sada a Siyalita or not? So if it's B'chai Gavna, it's not considered a Siyalita.
But if the Yared should take it into account.
Right, exactly. The Yared, when he was Yared, should know. If it's such a Baal Bais, let him be Yared somewhere else. Not for such a Baal Bais. For such a Baal Bais, he plant trees. He's not doing a Matoiv. It's in a Siyalita. He's not really doing a He's not helping him out. All right. Yeah, in Ekonami, if you'll have a Sada Asuya Lizraim, and a guy... Exactly. Yeah, this term, not a Sada Asuya Lita, is just a marshal, it's a bita in this case. You could have a chatz which is Asuya Livnois, and he builds a house, so you have to pay him what the normal builders get for a house, because it's a Sada, or it's a chatz or Asuya Livnois, which you can see later on in the Zimit. Anytime you do a toiva for somebody, you improve somebody's item or property, or maybe stam toivas you do, you read a Meshidduch, it's Sada Suyalita, his girl is aimed to get married, and they go through and they get married, that will be a pasha of Yairit.
I forgot to ask the question. Let's say the Baal Bais can't afford the pan. That's why he didn't do it.
So then it's a Suyalita, be Atzmusa. Just the Baal Bais later on could object because he can't afford to pay. So you can then die, let him object. But you want to know what such a mat, that's such a matzav is oimit to plant trees. So it's really a toive for the Baal HaBayis to plant the tree, b'chai gavna.
I think what you're trying to say, everyone knows that this person can't afford it.
So then, very good. So he's a bad guy because he knew why he was yurid here. Go yurid somewhere else. The guy's going to tell him, like we're going to see in Ziv Beis, and he's going to end up with nothing. So it's not a good idea.
Why does the woman say a non-study?
And it can be. Who's that you do? There is a nafkamina we discussed last week. There's a nafkamina in the pshatim. Is if you'll have hatsayis yisera al hashvach. Right? We are talking about that you're going to get like a shasla year, which is considered shvach yasa al hatsah. What happens if somehow the expenses cost more than the going rate? Well, let's say the trees went sour, and so now you have no shvach. You get the hitzayis that you did to plant the trees. So the Nesivis over here says you do, the Goyin says you don't. It's a major machlekes Rishonim, which we'll hopefully see later on in the Siman. But such a case, Bishlam, if you learn like Choyv and Mecha Chomev, you go like that type of lumbus, it's impossible to get a hitzayis yisera al shvach. Your whole din is only on the shvach. Mecha Chomev on the shvach, the Mamayni Gavach on the shvach. But if you learn it, Kilu, you hired me. So okay, I tried my best. If I planted trees and it's not my fault that tonight there was a frost, then you have to pay me for my. It's Kilu you hired me, so you have to pay for my schiris because it's as if you hired me. Well, that's the lumdus. As long as we say it's a Kilu that you hired me for your mechuyev to give it. All right. Let's do a little more Ramah. Let's flesh this out. We're going to Sif Beis. We're going to come back. So the Ramah continues. If someone does a taiva for his friend, shaloi bishos, without permission, ayin le'el simin rei samach dalid. So over there, the Ramah paskins that if you do a taiva, king called adam shaisim chaveru pu'ulu ay taiva, lo yucha loimo, the guy can say, he didn't tell me they're going to charge me. Bechina masisa imada, you did it for me, for free hovelot, if you seek, I never asked you to do it, so you did it, must be you're doing a bechina. No, there's no such svara, elatach litin laskar, you have to give him schar. Just like you find by all yoyed, and all these cases, a makif and nikif, you find many cases in shas, that you can't have such a taina, a bechina. If I say, okay, come over and eat by me, you have to eat by me, I could charge you for the eating by me. Because, so what, I was doing you a taiva, but and you didn't ask me, but Lamai says, I was mahani you, so you have to pay me. And unless we have a minig otherwise. But in absence of a minig, the fact that I just told the echayli me, eat by me, fine. So then I could charge you for the service, the restaurant service that I provided, the food that I gave you, I could charge you for it. There's no such taina that you didn't tell me before and you're going to charge me, so I thought you're doing a bechina. But the Ramah doesn't tell you over there what type of taiva pulu you were doing. The guy in the Masha, it's a shayla how to learn it up. But is it dafku if he was mashbiach or he did stamata, if he read me a shidduch? So my daughter became a kala. Now it's very nice, but my daughter is not more valuable because she's a kala. There's no shvach. I can't sell my daughter for more money because she's a kala. Right? So those real shvach be'en. But he certainly did me a gevalda katoiva. If the lomdis is out shvach, out mekachumemka, mameini gabach, you need shvach. Toises and Ksubis, the Rosh, there's many, many Rishonim, or Mordechai hold that you need Shvach. And in absence of Shvach, you're not going to get anything. You're not a Din Yayrit. If you learn like this word, it's a Nechele, that's a Nansade, that it's if you hired me, so then you don't need Shvach. Then if you know that I did you a Toiva, I did you a Pa'ula that you wanted, and a Nansade, it's as if you hired me. So then you're going to have to pay me. So over there, you lamais, you don't have such a Shtak or Raya either way. Stimus Ramaz Mashmi, even without Shvach. On the pula. It's a non-tzadeh. I certainly wanted you to do what you did. So therefore, it's as if I hired you. It's as if I hired you. That's the lumdus. But the next ramah, if I go and I teach his son, I see his son's sitting there alone, twiddling his thumbs, so I decide, you know what, I'll bring him in, I'll learn with him as well. I learned with your son tonight. So now that I learned with your son, you didn't ask me to, but of course, my kavana was, of course, to charge you. So I was yoyrid, so to speak, to learn with your son to charge you. Over there, the Ramah brings down two shitas if I could charge you for that schar or not. Maybe schar b'tel, okay, that's also.
Mm-hmm.
So. So it really has other complications over there. There's a Raya in Gemara Nadarm, perhaps not. They try to get out of the Raya. But at least, the very least, it's a Machloikis Rishonim. And L'chayr, the Shamishpat over there in Shinlam Raya says, it's predicated on this Svara. If you need Shvach, there was no Shvach. My son is not worth more. I mean, Baruch Shem, he's more Choshim, more Kedushim, more that. But if I want to sell him, he's not going to be worth more because he learned with you tonight. So it's not going to... There's no shvach be'en that you could have a tain on. But if it's as if command the sachreu, it's a nansadi, the nikalei, and as if you hide me, so then you hide me, even without shvach. And the kama v'kama rais, there's a shach, the shach says, if I feed your animal, the shach says, I can get you out ziyared. There's a goyin in three places, the goyin said, kofpehei, there's a few goyins, the goyin says, if I read you a shidduch, shatchonis is al-zadin yoyed. He quotes the Chuvus Maram, it's al-zadin yoyed. That there was no shrach. Alamai, you see from these achronim, there's many achronim that you don't need shrach. Maybe we'll go into more bariches, but l'choyer, what you see in this Ramah, at least some rishonim, some shittas hold, that you don't need shrach for the b'din yoyed. And once that's the case, Rabbi is saying, now the sugi of yoyed is wide open. Because basically any toivan, any pula a guy does for you, now you have to dan. Was it oimid for that pula? Was it not oimid for that pula? If it was, it's a sado siyalita, noitil the full shvach. If not, then not, and you get to the tzayis. It's a wide open sugi right now.
So for example, by a maid, if you see his door falling down, you put it up to the guy with the mitzvah.
Okay, granted that some Rishonim hold that by a Veda you would be able to charge, and they also say the reason why you could charge is because it's as if it would be a Yoyer. So I'm just saying, the Sugi now is wide open, basically, and Pashas, that's how we paskin. Most Achronim paskin like that, that it's you don't need Shvach. As long as you're doing a person a Toiv, it's Nechele, he could charge you. It's only Lafuke Ichvez, you pay off his Choiv, that's a Perechiv Shachaveri that you can't charge, because that's like a Menias HaHezik. Some say other Rishonim have other Svaras because maybe he wouldn't have paid anyway. The guy would have been Meichelim. But in the Mal, any Toiva a guy does, he has a Suga of Yerid.
How do you shout up a Suga?
If it's Oymid, if it's...
Somebody it's, learning with a kid, Shidduch, he could say it's a Suga, but learning with a kid...
Kid sitting there, Nebuch, he went to the Beis Medrash. He needs to learn. I'm saying he's came to learn. You sent him to learn. He's twiddling his thumbs.
But his father would never have hired anybody to learn with him.
Okay, so that we have to... His father or stam fathers. Again, if stam fathers would hire, then it's a suyalita. Now he doesn't want, so we'll discuss. Maybe he can make a machanit. We'll discuss in this base. If you want to know stam fathers will want. If his kid's been being mevatel, not doing anything, just there for the prize at the end, he's not doing anything. So maybe, fuck it, I want my kid to learn. So maybe I would hire. Okay, if you don't like the much, I'll give a different much. But the idea is, now it's any toiv and any pula. Okay, let's move on to Siv Beis. Okay, now you planted your tree, and I see the tree, and I really can't afford this tree, or I don't want this tree. You're right, normal people have trees, but I'm not a normal guy. I don't want trees. I want drawing. I want something else. I want to play baseball. I want something else here. What should we do? Omle balasada akar ilon chavaleich. If the balasada tells to the yoyed, take your tree and go. Kol tov, I don't want you. Shaymin loy, yes, he has the right to do so. He has a right to tell you to go. Pick it up and go. Right, we're going to get to it. Pick it up and go. He has a right to say, Shimon, why not? You can't force me to pay you for Hanami. Very nice of Mahanami, but I don't view it as a no. You can't force your Hana on me. It doesn't work. So I can tell you to go. Zok the Sman, Tzivkot and Dalit, Shimon Loi, Harosh Veramas Firalei, Da'afila Asuya Lita. It doesn't make a difference. It's irrelevant. If I tell you, I could force you to take it away. And as I pass into Beis Yosef, and as I pass into Lavush, it's really the stimus of Mechabes like that. And Mechab doesn't distinguish between the two. Sif Alu talks about both cases. Comes along Sif Beis and says, I can say a kar loncha v'leich. I say it's going on even a sada siyalita. The going, however, in Sif Cotton, Beis and later on Sivkot and Yedzayin brings out it's really Machlokes Rishonim, and that the Ramban and Rashbod and Buk Yosef all hold that you only could say Akar Lanch Valeich when it's Eina Asuyolita. But if it's Asuyolita, it's over. You can't do that anymore. Once it's Asuyolita, then you're stuck with it. What's the Svara? Vaday Nechale. We know They take this Vadi Nikla even further. We know for sure, if it's a Suyalita, we know for sure you wanted it. And now you stand with Toenum of Akich, you stand chepering the guy, you tell him to take his trees, but Betzim, you really wanted it. And Mamel, it's too late. Why it's too late? It's either because it's too late because you already koina the trees, Chatz was koina. And it's a Vadi Nechelei, so you already koina the trees. Or if the Svara is because it's Commander Sechredom, as if I hide you out. So we know for sure you already hide the guy out. It's a Nan Sadi de Nechelei. They hold that it doesn't work by a Sada Suyalita. Like I said, the Simus of Machab in the Beis Eisa says before, she paskins that it does work. However, we're going to learn later on in the Simin, Yet Hashem de Ramah, and Sif Zayin holds it doesn't work. By Bais and Pasha, the same thing, we're going to have to talk about it there. So that it's Yitachain. And many Achronim go like this, it's a Machloikis, Mechaba, and Ramah. Mechaba holds that you could always say a Karlan Chavaleich, Mashenkin like Ramah, you could only say it by Sada Shein HaSuyalita, but by Sada HaSuyalita, it's too late. You're stuck and you got to keep it. So later Ramah, if that's true, later Ramah, yeah, then now there's a business called Yerid. Because now I can always go into your thing. If it's a Zadda Zuyalita, I shuts you up, it's the right thing to do. I build your house, I build your tree, now you're stuck. So a tshuva, a guy, a modern day tshuva, a guy built someone else, I'm not sure why he did it, but he built him a swing set. And it's a Sada Suyalita. He goes, the whole thing is a Suyalita to have a swing set in the backyard or not. But if it's a Sada Suyalita, I built a swing set, you're stuck with it. It's yours. You already coined it, or you, it's command to Srechredam, as if you told me to give you the swing set. It's yours. It's finished. It's yours. Like this, that you can't buy a Sada Suyalita. But again, like the Mechaba, you have a way out. Like the Mechaba. Okay, say Kimli, maybe you could. We're going to have to, when we get to Siv Zayin, we'll have to go through all the sheetahs exactly how it is. But
it's only about a thing that you can take out. What happens if you paint another person's house?
Excellent. Okay, so let's look at the Nesivis. Let's do the Nesivis now. Zok the Nesivis, Siv Cotton Base. Amuloi Balasada, Akar Ilan Chavaleich. If the Balasada tells the Baral Ilan, Akar Ilan Chavaleich, it works. Shamanly. Nira, the Dafka Bechayagavna, Shayachalika, Chayolonis, Kamash, Kamash, and Nosan. That they could take the trees back as the way he gave them. The Yeri planted trees. I could take the trees out the way I gave it to you. Olakach yokoloi malai any rates about nazu, any rates of lahenis mizer. Avakjen yokolika kadavahu kigoin shetzavaloi. I'm missing the next page, but over there he says kigoin shetzavaloi begit v'yeshel avatzeva mechiv l'shalomloi. You can't. It's over. You can't take it. If you can't remove it, then you're stuck with it. Now Nesivis is now a chiddush, even in the Machaba that normally you could say. Occur even by Sada Zilita, no matter what, but if you can't remove it, then you can't say it. And if you look, then the Sivis in Shinvav explains himself better than he says here. Shinvav Sivkot and Zayin, then the Sivis says, what do I mean that you have to be able to take it? You have to be able to take it and be able to plant it somewhere else. So you're getting the trees commercial. You spent $100 on the trees. Now that you got those trees, you could take those trees and plant it somewhere else. And Mamela, since you could plant those trees somewhere else, I'm not being mafs at you. So therefore I could say a Karlan Kavalek. But otherwise I can't. Okay, we're gonna get to it. But So if you could say, but then we go into the Shaila, like I said, if it's Sada Siyalita or not. The Zivis has nothing to do with Sada Siyalita or not. He just says, a cloud godel. You only allowed to say Akar if you could take it. If you can't take it, then you can't say Akar. And Leuten the Zivis, it doesn't make a difference between a Siyalita or not. So the Zivis is even a bigger question. By Sada Sheena Siyalita, I don't want the swing set here, but swing set is exactly a take. But with something that you can't take, and you dyed my shirt green. I don't want to wear green shirts. And I can't. It's not a Suyalita, a younger man doesn't wear green shirts. It's not a Suyalita, but because you painted my shirt green, let's say to the Hamaynam, a green shirt's more valuable than a white shirt, so you could charge me for that, or now with the scots, if you maybe only that size, if it's ain't a Suyalita, but I can't tell you a car. I can't tell you to take out the tzeva. I can't.
There you're mazik.
You're mazik. No, it went up in value. I'm the one who's marked on white shirt. I'm the abnormal guy, but the Hamayin Am, all the guys they wear. I mean, if they're considered normal, they wear green shirts. It's more valuable to have a green shirt.
Give it to dye something, dye it the wrong color. He's not going to find the
way. Right, correct.
It can't be better than an omen that I hire.
Okay, so it's a Sada Shein HaSuyalita. I've got over there also. You still give him my size. So here too, it'll be a Sada Shein HaSuyalita. I'll have to give him your dollar tachtein. I'll have to give him my size. So the Nesivis says that it has to be that he's able to take those trees and plant them somewhere else. That's what he says, a little more than what he says over here. Frek the Chazanish. Tumua. I don't know what the Nesiv is. First, it's old. The Nesiv is Tumua. Where does this halakha come from? You could stick me. So that's Tam Tumua. But that's what the Nesiv says. The Chazanish. The Chazanish says Tumua. The Metzias is Tumua. A guy planted trees in your yard, in your sada. So, Lesman de Polig, that the Shvach, that it was Nasa on the Pula that he did, this Netiyah that he did, is more valuable than the trees itself. Let's get by each tree of $100. But now that he planted in my field, it's worth $200. So if I tell him, Lecha Kari Lanka, he's only going to get back his tree, which was worth $100. So I'm being mafsed him the 100 extra dollars of his tircha, time, whatever it is, to plant the tree. His pu'ula, I'm being mafsed him. And nevertheless, of course I could say, Akar Lanka Velech, right? That's a Gemara. So you say that I'm allowed to say a karlancha even on mafsid and money. I didn't ask him to do it. Who asked him to do it? Don't come crying to me. I'm mafsid. I'm not mafsid. He's mafsid himself. He shouldn't have planted the trees without my permission. He should have consulted with me. So let's run the polak on mafsid him. So if I'm mafsid him, and he can still say it. So what's a chilik if I'm mafsid him even more and he can't take the tzav out? Chazan says it's a tamuah. He doesn't understand what the Ziv is talking about. And Batson, you can ask the Chazan Shkashi even further. You also mafsidai. And the Itzai is to remove the tree. It costs money to remove these trees. Who's paying for that? He's going to have to foot the bill, right? So we'll see that the Be'er Gola brings out from Yad Ramah. When I say Kari Lanka Valech, he has to remove the trees and he has to hire workers to remove the trees. It's going to cost him money. He's going to have a hefsid. Nevertheless, I could say it.
The hefsid is not if the Meister Lach is late by Kori. It's in your cash. That's not a cash that Itzai is costing.
So I'm saying, so then, but it's Seva also. I could say, Lecha Kar, go take it out. So my cheshbon that you're going to have a problem that you have nothing to do with Seva after you take it out of my garment, or you even can't even take it out of my garment. What should I do about it?
The other way.
The what?
He took a calculated risk. He realizes that his losses could be limited to that. He did
it
anyway.
He did it anyway, and I have a right to tell him to remove it. So what's the problem? Now, the Chuvis Haradva, I'll take it even further. There's a Chuvis Haradva in Chelek Vav, Beis Alofim Reish Nun Vav. The Shoyal asked him, later on in the Siman, we have a halacha by a bayis, a similar halacha. So Raman brings down that I could say, also Lecha Kar, take Atzecha Vavanech, the Rif brings it down. I could tell you, go take Yeitzim Vavonim of your house, your Sheetrak, everything, just take everything away. Just take, I know you built me a beautiful house, I don't want it. Take everything, I'd rather have my field empty, just have a piece of property empty, doing nothing. Take everything away. The Lashon Raman is, I could tell you, Toil Masha Benisa. Frekta Shoyal, why did the Rambam was Mashanda Lalashin? When the Rib brings it down from the Gainim, it's the Lashin's Tol Eitzecha Vavanecha. Why do you change it Tol Masha Benisa, that which you built? Why do you change the Lashin? Zakti Radvaz. Ki Yedua. Hadava Yedua. Ke Eitzim Vavonim. Ke Shesoisun Oisim in Abinyin. Shavin Pachis Mi Masha Shavin Kaidim Shechim Rabinyin. Forget the pool. It's Tam. When you put in the sheetrock and I have to rip out the sheetrock is going to be worth less. The studs are going to be worth less. Everything's going to be worth less. The bricks are going to be worth less. Take off the mortar. It's going to have chips in it. It's going to be worth less. So Zok to Radvaz, that's what the Ram is teaching you. If I would just say, Tol Etzecha Vavanecha, your Eitzim that you put in, so you would think that maybe we'd have to shots up how much the Eitzim Navonim were worth when you put it into my house and I have to give you similar Eitzim Navonim. We have to pay you for it, give you the Shavas of it. Tol Masha Benizim, that which you built, take. I don't care that you're going to have to, and you're going to rip down the house, and now your lights are not going to worth anything. Tough. I didn't ask you to put it in. I'm allowed to say, Tol Masha Benisa. So it's even more, it's a starker in the Kaddish. It's vital that even the items themselves are going to decrease in value, and I still have a right to tell you a toil. And the Sivis is a Pella. Mises and the Sivis is arguing with the Ksois, and the Goyin, they all mavur, a lot of Achrin mavur, that yes, even by Tseva, you're allowed to say Tol. I didn't ask you, even if you can't remove it at all. The Chazanish at the end, he says, but maybe, Makilo, not mitam the Nesivis, but maybe by Tseva the Nesivis will be right for a different Cheshbin. Bishlam is something I could tell you to remove, so even if it's worth less to you, but Lamais, I told you to remove it, and you removed it. So you see, I'm legit. I really mean what I'm saying to remove it. But Tseva, that let's say Tseva cannot be removed. You can't remove that dye. Let's say they didn't have chlorine then. What is it called?
Bleach,
that's it, bleach. I didn't have bleach then, right? So you can't remove the teva. So to Chazanish, if you can't remove the teva, and the guy says, Tol, it's a joke. Really, he wants it. He wants to wear a green shirt. He really wants it. And of course, he knows this halakha. If he doesn't say Tol, he's going to have to pay him for the value. So what he'll do is he'll go into Bez and make a register, a complaint, Tol. He knows it's where he's not going to be able to remove anyway. And like this, he has the cake and eat it. He has the green shirt, and he doesn't have to pay for it. That's like the combination of the chuk of a tlula. So maybe that you can't keep the hand too because you physically can't remove it at all.
You should still be yedayel yaina. You should still have a tiny of yedayel yaina. Just like in a seer, I can go ahead and tell him to remove it, and then my hand is yedayel yaina.
Right. No, so we're assuming that it's a joke. So that's what the Chazon says here in Bava Kama. In Bava Basra, in, I think...
It's a joke all you want, it still doesn't put the yada at half time. There's a
difference. No, so if it's a joke, so you're really not saying anything.
It doesn't make a difference. My hand is yada al yada, period.
No, we know that... Okay, so the Chazon in Bava Basra says... So the Chazanish, right, that's what he says here. But the Chazanish in Baba Basra and Simon Beis, Siv got involved, Taka says you have to, it's up to the Lefi Reit Einei Hadayonim to discern, is the guy playing a shtickle here, or is he, Taka really doesn't want a green shirt. If he doesn't want it, then he has a right to say tol, even if you can't say tol. It means even if it's not shaykh to remove, you could still say tol. Machenkein, if, on the other hand, Machenkein, if it's such an item that you know that he really wants, and he's playing a shtickle, then you can be mechayiv him, even though he says tall.
What if someone paints someone's house? You can remove the paint, but you can't make it back into the paint.
Right, so if you can remove the paint, then you have all the achronim not left in the sivis. Right, if you could physically somehow remove the paint, then and you're not getting back the item, they all argue with the nesivis, and avada have a right to say tall, even mechayiv gavna. Because you see, I'm legit. I'm taka removing the paint, but if I can't remove it at all, like the chanish, you have to reckon with the guy. Maybe he's taka playing a game with you. He says a lotion. You can't remove it. You can't remove it and take it for himself. Yeah, okay. And economy. If you commercialize such a tier, the mice is the Radvaz has a story. The Radvaz has a story that you built a house, and if you're going to remove the house that you built, it's going to cause damage to my land or to the rest of my house. It means, let's say you built an extension to my house, and if you're going to remove the materials, you're going to end up damaging my house. Zokter Advaz, I could tell you toil, interessant, I could tell you toil, but I could tell you also, but don't remove the house, because that's going to cause me a hefset. I'll just pay you for your haitzayis of your eitzim vavonim that you built into this extension. So you see in the Radvaz, even on that second half of the Chazanish, why don't you say the guy is playing a game with you? He knows that when he's going to say toil, he's not going to be mechuyev to remove it because it's causing him a hefset. And nevertheless, he has a right to say toil and not have to pay the kishah shas le'ir or like the regular shvach, because he could say, I really didn't want, I mamished hate this extension. Oh, but just leave it here. I really hate it, but just leave it here. And I get away with that. I could tell you that, even though maybe I really love the extension and I'm playing a shtickle on you. You see, even on that second year, the Chazanish Radvaz says you have a right to say toil. But yes, you'll have to pay the itzayis, because the mice are keeping his eitzim avonim. So yes, you'll have to pay at least his itzayis for his eitzim avonim that he put in.
That's asking like a more. It's in a case where
it's not a gedermah,
how is that?
Well, if it's a sadasi alita, he brings down that the shiloh, if it's going on sadasi alita. If it's sadasi alita, so we're going like the makam, not like the ramah. We loads rishenim. So makleks rishenim. So the shiloh is which rishenim we go like.
I can say I have to say I don't want trees, or I have to say I don't want your trees. Let's say you take your trees out and I plant my trees. And you come back and say, oh, so you did want trees.
Chayra.
So it's not, I can't say I don't want you and I don't want you.
Right, you can't hurt me, stamazai, right, correct.
Well,
it can't be lahachis. If you tell me I planted orange trees and you don't want orange trees, you either hate oranges, you want an apple trees, okay, so there's something else maybe. But if you're pulling out...
It's cheaper for me to do it myself. I don't want you to do it.
Well, cheaper to do yourself, so maybe you'll have to give me the... Why is it cheaper for you to do yourself?
Because
you,
the labor is free.
Oh, you do yourself. So that we're going to have later on, that if you could do it yourself, if you're an oris, at Sivdala, then you'll have to pay less because it's taken out of suyolita for such a person. Right, that's what he says. That's sivdalus, and then you'll have to pay less. But if you don't have a legitimate reason, you can't stop doing a lock. That doesn't. We don't. Yeah, that we don't see. You could be moicha. That we're going to also hold sugi. We have to get to. It's probably not going to be for tonight. We'll have to be discuss that if you be moicha. All right, let's just finish off the sif. We're going to go back more. I just want to get the second half of the sif. Avalim omah noteya hareini oike ilani. But if the noteya says, oh, you're not paying me the way I want, you're going to pay me yadal taktayinu, or even yadal yenish, kishashas li'ir, kapachusha bishasolam. And forget it. You're playing with me. I'm going to just take my trees. I'm going to say, hareini oike ilani, ein shoymen loy. He cannot pull his trees out. Why not? The chayro, to the extent that the Bala Sada could say, akar yaloncha, and he wasn't kind of them yet, then why can't I do the same? The reason is Menasha Machish Ha'aretz, because he was Machish the land. What does it mean he was Machish the land? Look at this massive cotton hay. Rashi Piresh Shekvar Hekishoy Hanetiyas Ha'aretz Beyenikason. The Lashon Mechaber is like a present tense. Shemachish Ha'aretz, not Shehekish Ha'aretz, Shemachish Ha'aretz. But the Smas says it means that he was already Kvar. The trees were already growing for 2 weeks. Already had Yanika, if the 3 days is already Yanika, already had Yanika in my ground, pulled out the nutrients out of my field, and now you're going to pull your trees out. You're crazy. You're going to pull your trees. Now you're leaving me with a field less nutrients than I had before, and you ruined my field. So you ruined my crops. I'm going to plant crops this year. They're not going to be as geschmack, as strong. The kivin shefsidoi momin labala karka, mishum hochi afilu b'chutz laretz ein shoymin loy, you have no right to pull out your trees. That's how Rashi explains it, and the Nirusha came to Asa Rambam, the Machaba, Ava Bishakosvu Loshin Shemachish, or it's a present tense, it really means a past tense. That you already were Machish, and really Bemis, the Rishonim of the Mukhi Yosef, and Ritva, and Taisis, every command, every region is Mukhach that he learned like this Prat, like Rashi. All coming lafuki veloiki yeshusha, not like the lavosh shekosav zal zel loshem manecha machish hakak about kiras yilonis. Right now, when you're trying to pull out the trees, it being machish mekarka. Oh, so I think what it means to say they would agree to the yeshusha if right now by pulling out trees somehow the pulling out ruins the field, so they would be minded to the lavosh. That's also taina to block you from pulling out the trees. Oh. And like the Radvaz, excellent. Like the Radvaz case, when the guy built the extension, he's pulling out the extension, he's being makish to land, and there's a Chubis Marajdam like that as well, that if he pulls it out, then he brings the right from this Gemara. If he pulling it out does damage, then Enochanami, you have a right to stop him. Enochanami, he had a case, I think his case was that you had a house, you had a foundation that was an open foundation, it was covered, and I parked my sand next to your foundation and I covered and I gave you your foundation support, and then one day I need the sand, so I picked up the sand and removed the sand, and now your foundation is shvach and I did damage to your house. So Zokta Majdam that I used by removing the sand b'kagam that would damage the foundation and make it shvach, you have no right, like Achila, you asked, you had no right to remove it because it's being makish his field, his aretz, his chutz, his house, you're being makish, just like this Gemara. So I think the moida, the mitzias, if there would be such a mitzias that when you rip out the ilanis, you're hurting him, avada they'd be moida. But that's not the mitzias. Ripping out trees doesn't hurt the ground. The only mazik is for the nutrients that you ripped out.
Can the Balabas charge him for the nutrients?
I'm going to get to it. But
he could just flip the bill.
So we'll get it. So Grad Rabbeinu Yonason says you can't charge him. He doesn't explain why. Maybe because it's hard to assess what the charge was. It was only Menias HaRevach on the future crops. There's a Ramban in Baba Basa Dalad Amid Beis who says you could charge him for the Hakchoshes Arts. You see that you could shots up, that is. Okay, it could be some Hakchoshes
Arts. You charge him as a Yerub because he might be Muhammad's tree. 100%.
Oh, I could charge him back. Yeah, but not as a yoyer, because I wasn't mahana him. Maybe I was nene, but he was, that's his other sugi of nene. But last week we said there's a chukit in nene. I wasn't mahana his tree. I didn't take his tree and plant it in my son. But maybe I was nene, we can get him.
And he was
nicholai. Anyway, for sure, he was nicholai, right? 100%. Okay, so now Lamais is... Well, it doesn't have to be 2 years. It could be 3 days later. When I come to Beis Din and I find out that all of a sudden Beis Din's only awarding me either Hitzayis or Kepachisha Beshas Leir, for that you're playing with me. For that I'm just going to take my trees. I don't need you. And I took the trees. I want to take the trees. So that we say you can't do it because you were already Makish Darz, so it's too late for you to do it.
Right away, he could.
Yeah, that's what Rishonim say. The Ritva and the Mukhi Yosef both say that if he wants to pull out his trees the first couple of days before there was a Yanika, then he's allowed to pull out his trees.
Unless it damages.
But we're talking about it doesn't damage. Sorry? He wasn't Koina because Yena didn't accept it yet, right? If he doesn't object, then it's Koina, it's too late. First of all, Sadashenu Zilita, for sure he wasn't, and even by Sadu Zilita, like the Mechabi, right, you need to want it. He didn't want it. We didn't get to that yet, so I could pull it out right away. Plant it, and I realized, this guy's going to be a cheapskate. I know he's going to drive me crazy. I'm just going to pull out my trees. I have a right to pull it out. And like a house, later on in the Simen, the Gemara says, if a bias that doesn't cause damage, there is no Yunika, the Yoyed has a right to pull out his house. He built a house on your property. He has a right to pull back the house and rip it out of your property. He's not doing any damage to your property. He has a right to rip it up. He has the right to take. I mean, Be'etzim, he really should have the right. It's only because there's new svar from Achash Aris that prevents him from doing it. Now, this is flesh itself. This needs a beer here. Bishloima, if you learn like the Levush, that right now you're damaging me, right now you're being mazik me when you pull it out, so of course it's also for you to do. You have no right to damage me. You can't damage me. Now let it be a mazik me, so you have no right to pull out the trees. But if you learn like the Sma, that you're not damaging me, and which is a Rishonim, you're not damaging me right now. You already damaged me for the Yanika, but you're not damaging me right now. So why can't the guy say, I'll pull it out, I always mazik you, so I was mazik you. That's not going to change. I was already mazik you. So like you said, Yosef said, I'll have to pay for that hezek. So I'll pay you for that hezek. If I could pay for that hezek, I can't pay for that hezek. But that already happened. I broke your window yesterday, so if I can't pull out the trees today, the mazik that I did yesterday was yesterday. So take me to a din Torah on that hezek. But today, it's my trees. You weren't going to my trees yet. So with what right could you withhold my trees? Let me pull out my trees. I was mazik you already. Chatasi, one wrong doesn't make the next wrong right. So I was mazik, I shouldn't have been mazik, but I was. So now you have a right to hurt me and prevent me from taking back my trees?
Only as a mashkin.
Okay, so once I pay you for the hezek, then you give me back my trees?
It's only a mazik once you rip up it only becomes a hezek after I take out the tree.
Very good. So that's what I heard from someone. Someone wants to say this pshat, that the lomdus works like this. When you plant a tree, avada ming makish ha'aretz, but beside that chash really doesn't amount to anything. It really is not considered hefset to your bottom line, because you now have beautiful trees there. So in the totality of things, and look at the whole picture, forget you have shrach. It's only when I rip up the tree, so now the unika was wasted, I'm being mimazik you. So right now, if I rip up the trees, I'm now kumtois being mazik you l'mafreya. Had I not ripped up the trees, I'm not mazik you. It's only now that I'm now ripping up the trees makes me a mazik l'mafreya. As I tied it, I found such a pshat in a Maimer Kedishin. The Maimer Kedishin wants to say that pshat gufin de levush. It's not what the levush means, that when you rip up trees, somehow you damage land. No, that's not pshat. You don't damage land when you rip up trees. What are you doing? But this levush means to say that when you're ripping it up, now you're causing a hefset now, is because now there's a chalais on that hefset. Now you're being mazik me l'mafreya for the kash oretz. Had you not ripped up the trees, you wouldn't be mazik me. But now that you're ripping up the trees, now it comes out l'mafreya, they'd be mazik me. And he said, that's why the mechaba says machish aloshan hoiva rather than hichish aloshan ava. Because right now is when the chalais kash takes place. Because when you rip up the trees now, so come to the yanika was for no purpose. So now you're being mazik me on the yanika that you did all along. Pshat in the Levush is a bit mechudish tik, but at least the lomdus, you see that he learned that type of a lomdus.
Can you go to my friend, the trees? Where is he going to those trees, actually?
If it would be a sada siyolita, if it's a sada siyolita and everyone was happy with it, so now we know, and not sadi, there is nechle all along, so the chatz was going to my friend.
Did they talk about the sugi and hydroponics?
Oh, no, I don't know about that. Okay, one sec. Let me go. I wanted to say a different shot here. Lechayra, I have many rites from Rishonim that they learned this pshat, but without the rites, just to give you the pshat. The pshat is like this: to be soy when I'm yerid l'teik sada chaveroi, I could have two kavanas in mind. Either I have a kavana mind to leave that item there and charge you for it. I'm already letting go of my item. I want you to own the item. I want your chata to be coin of this item, and I'll charge you for it. Well, no, I don't have to have that in mind. I could be yerid l'teich sada chavera and have a mind to wait it out. We'll see. If you pay me what I want, fine. If you don't pay me what I want, not fine, I'm going to pull my tree. Many rishonim and mavur that be yisoid, I really have a right to wait out on it. I have a right to say, I'll see how you deal with me. If you deal with me like a mensch, keep my trees. If not, forget it. You're a lovin', so I'll be Yaakov. You're a lovin', I'm going to deal with you horrible too. I'm going to pull my trees out. And that prevents you from being kaina the trees. Means if I had a mind to be yared and let you have the trees right away, and chatz is kaina, and it turns out later on you want the trees, so chatz was kaina l'mafreya, I can't pull the trees anymore. They're already your trees. But if I don't have in mind to let go of my trees yet, I want to wait it out. So I was never makning you my trees. Never makning my trees. I can pull my trees whenever I want. Zakta Gemara, you could always say, I want to take my Eitzim Vavon, I want to take my building. Gesinta, I take it. Because you never had a mind to be Makta, because you always were holding out. You always have the opportunity, the option to pull out your trees, to pull out your house, to pull out your Eitzim Vavon, and whatever Toivah you're doing for the guy. But Zakti Gemara, by trees you can't say that. Why? Because since right now, when you're going to plant, stop. What's your Kavanah? If your Kavanah is that you might pull the trees, then you're not allowed to plant it. It's also if you do Mimazik Kaka Chavera, how are you allowed to be Mazik? Can't be Mazik. You know that your trees are going to cause a Yanika. You know your trees are going to damage the Sada. You have no right to plant those trees. So Al Korchach, if you have a das that you might pull those trees out, you're a Mazik. You have no right to plant those trees. Al Korchach, right now, your Kavanah already was that you're going to give up your trees. I'm not a mazik. I'm a tzaddik. I'm being mashbich sada chaver. I'm being makdim the trees. He has a beautiful field now with trees. What Kash Haritz does is makes the kavan of the yoyrid that he wants to be makdim his trees when he was yoyrid. If that's the case, then now I can't say akar. I can't.
How do you stop being a mazik? Let's say I did want a mazik. What does that mean?
Because if I want, like we said, just like the first part, a field with trees is certainly more valuable than a field without trees. So it's not considered a hezek unless the yanika was insist, right? If nothing, then it was a hezek. But if not, it's not a hezek. So when I came down, if I had my kavanah was, I'm a tzaddik, and I have kavanah was to be mashbiach sadech chaver, I want to be mashbiach your field, and I want you to have a nice field, and I'm giving you the trees right now, I'm not a mazik. So I have a right to plant those trees. You have a right to plant the trees, but then you can't pull them. It's too late to pull them because you had das to be makna, and his chatz is koina shalem midaita. So now you can't pull those trees. It's too late.
He would compensate him for the damage. So it's not sure that he didn't go in there.
First of all, you're not allowed to be mazik amnasa shalom either. No, even a mazik amnasa shalom. If I pull your yanika, I'm not allowed to do that either. So al kach my kavanah was to give you those trees. My shenkein by a bias or anything else that's not machish the oretz. So then my kavanah was, I'll wait and see. I'll see if you behave, I'll behave. If you don't behave, I won't behave. I'll pull my trees. I have a right to wait. I'll pull my house. I have a right to wait on it. So therefore, if I was never makni to begin with, so I always have that option to always pull my house. It's only over here that I'm makish doris, I'll kok lechatchila adas kein yorad, that I'm being makni my trees right away. And my mele was kind of right away. My mele, I can't say I can't take my trees. Lechay, that would be pshat. I have a right from Rishonim like that, but it's too complicated to discuss right now. But anyway, as I come to. So either way, we have now a pshat that you're being machish ha'aretz, and because of that, that prevents you from pulling those trees. So you have a lopsided deal. The Bala Sado could say akar, but the Bala Ilonis cannot say, I want to pull my trees, because he was machish ha'aretz, and he can't say that they're going to pull the trees. The Maisa Garet, just a practical shayla, Rabbi Isa. Yosef, this is for you. One practical shayla is up your alley. A practical shayla is that what's the halacha before that it says that you give a sada siyalita, you shaman the shvach, or some shayna siyalita, you give the itzayis, to the extent the bala sada can say akar, he'll play hardball. Chazal say, I should pay you the shvach. You know, very nice, but you should know, Yankel, if you're going to charge me the shvach, you're going to pull those trees. I'm going to force you to pull those trees. I'm telling you right now, I am refused to pay that shvach. If you're going to cause me to pay you that shvach, I'm going to say akar. So at the end of the day, we're anyway going to have to negotiate a price. Because I always have the upper hand. And I'm going to also charge you for the choice that you pull that track. Like we said, the Yara Adrama, I'm going to charge you for it. So I can always, anyway, I have the upper hand. I know it's going to cost you another $100 to remove those trees, to rip down the house. It also costs $10,000. You're going to really have hesitancy. I have you over the barrel. I'm not paying you the shrak. I'm not paying your size. I'm going to negotiate a good deal. So I'm going to negotiate a good deal. So when is it negate this halacha of Sif Aleph that you give him the shrak, or the, how much kama Adam writes a litain, or you give him yada taktain his size? It's never negate. The guy will always play hobble. Oh, okay, fine. Very good. We're going to get to it. Later on in the Siman Grado, see here, it's only half a problem. Because here, what happens if the Bala Sada wants, and the Bala Ilanis who wants to pull, he's stuck, he can't pull. So maybe that's when the halacha is Nageya. But we're going to see by a house, they both could pull. So when they both could pull, Frekt Imri Mashach, what's a Nageya? I have you over the bow, you have me over the bow, we'll have to negotiate a price. Whoever's more desperate or more vulnerable, he's going to be taken advantage of. When is it Nageya? This halacha. So Moshe said, and Echanami, now logo being negay, if we're only doing this as a tactic, it's really not true. You really want the trees, and you're doing it as a negotiation, as a bargaining tactic, that you have no right to do, like the Chazanish. That's basically Mimashak's teretz as well. We're going to see later on if that's really the chat, or there's more to it. All right. Now, last week, the Olam asked, I want to chaper in one more Indian. The Olam asked last week, is does the Yair have a right to do it? We know, okay, the Allah is he was Yair, the Sadaq Havei, right? Sada Siyalite gets Shrak, Sada Shainan Siyalite gets a choice. But is it now a new business? I have no job today. I'm a contractor. I see you have a property. I'll build you a house. No problem. I'll never have an empty day in my life. I will go around town, and wherever there's an empty lot, I'll build houses. I could use the same plans. I just make one plan. Once I go from property to property, build that same 3,500 square foot house on every single property. I'll no problem. I could just go around town. Do you have a right to do that? Do you have a right to be Yerid Lashbir Khanan? So let's flesh this out. Let's just take it apart a bit. Can I park my item in your Rishus Shalai Kedin? Shalai Rishus, so to speak. Without permission, can I park my car in your driveway? Do I have a right to go into your... Do I have a right to trespass and park my item in your property or not?
Yes, I'm trespassing. Can I trespass
then? Good, can I trespass? Good. So the Rajba...
Without a shrak to your
property? Yes, without a shrak, correct. To have a right to do that. There's no hezek. I'm just... Being mishtamish in your karka shalai kedin. Shalai b'shus, I should say. If it's zanin of zalechasa, good. So there's a reshbam in Baba Basra and Zainam Abbeiz that says if I park my animals in your property, I'm mishtamish for your property, I'm a shol shalai medaz gazlnu. It's karka, yeah, even a karka could be this, is this a gzeh like the Rambam, or maybe the lomdis is like Ravaran, that when I pull out the shtamshes from your karka, those payers don't have a din like karka, so there is a chalais gzeil on that, whatever it is. But the Rajbam says, Yashor Shalmi Das Gazan. But the Chari is machalak over there is because I'm parking my animals on your property for me. Majenkin over here, I'm parking the trees for you. It's not like my trees. I want these trees to become your trees. So, B'chai Gavna, maybe I'm allowed to do that l'chatchila. There's a Chuvis Rivosh in Tav Kuf Tezvav who has such a case, and the Shoyo says we should mamish hang these guys by their toes. They are gazlan, they did something terrible, they're yoyrid. Zok to Rivosh, someone who was yoyrid lavud kamo shechavere ein a gazlan. She ein gazlan ela maxid betarko chavere v'oyim shayi shaloi v'toylich v'oichel. He wants to use it for himself. Avazesh ein a maxid b'klal faked ela sha'ivirit ha'kadesh ha'lektiva v'toshim. He's trying to do the b'aylam ha'toyva loy havi gazlan. And then he says, even if he's skiven l'teles atzmoi, because he wants to get paid for it, gam l'chaveroi hoyol. He's also benefiting his chava, and mainly he's not a gazlan. He says, Dr. Yavosh.
If I marked it right away,
then l'chay, it's even better.
Yeah.
It's even better. But even l'chay, even without it, because I'm doing it for your toiv. I hope that you would want to keep this thing. So I'm not doing anything off. I'm a tzaddik. I'm a bal chesed. You owe me one. I'm being machesed with you. I'm helping you out. I'm proving your property. So l'chay should come out of bezoy, then it should be muta lasas ken l'chachila. As long as I can do it, it's no problem. Now, having said that, I would be machalik pasha between binyan and natias. Means if I'm doing something that causes you no hefset at all, I'm not being mazik yiroz, there's no kachash aretz, so I'm only being mative to you, so I'm doing you a toiv, I have a right to do l'chakila. But by natias, that there is kachash, even though it looks like shrach, and it is a sada siolita, perhaps, but l'maizigret, at the end of the day, you might say, akara elonka, you might tell me to take my natias out. At the end of the day, you're going to be left with a hefset of the unique laws from your karka. So be aside, I'm running a risk here. I might be mazik yaretz. I might be doing a hezek here. So maybe b'chai gavna, I won't be able to do. Because a chatchila to do it, I have a safik mazik, a safik mashbiach, safik bal chesed, safik mazik. So if a safik one, safik other. Should be safik deraisa l'chorma. Good. So you shouldn't be able to do it because you might be mazik the guy. L'chorma. There should be, but by a bias or any other case that you're not being mazik, l'chari, it should be mutter to do. No, it's the moment of the yerid, which is gabocha, the balasada.
I see what I'm saying. I'm saying my stuff's on your thing, that's my
pain. Yeah, but the tiny is, but it's shvak. It's not being mishtam. But why did I do it? I didn't do it for myself, I did it for you. I did it to be mashbiach your karka. I'm coming with the tfiyas moment of my gabocha, the my cigarette. The reason why I did it is to be mashbiach your karka, it's a shvak for you.
Must be
Mashbiach. Mashbiach. If you're mashbiach, you're karka.
What about the hole in the ground? Is that a hezek?
Would having chafiris in tzadi hei, some tzadi hei says a hole in the ground is a hezek.
Well, there is
about houses nowadays. By the houses that we dig out for the foundation, that might be a, so let's say I don't make a basement. I have whenever I don't make a hazard.
Hire someone else to do, let's say, lawn mowing. This guy comes and does the lawn, takes away business from someone else.
So then he might have, the two of them might have a din of a near mapek b'charora. Okay, but with me, I can't have that dinah. My dinah is he's my mishbiach, he did me a great job. Just as good as the other work. He was much bigger. Maybe he's a yoyit. So what would be the taina?
What if you paid him already?
Paid the other guy. So you get it. So then it's like you have an oris already. So maybe you mamish have no shach at all. So maybe you won't pay him. If you can't get your money back from the other guy. There's a tshuvas I saw. There's a tshuvas chem de genuza. It's a tshuvas ha-go'inim. In Simin Mem, he has a case where Reuven was yoyit l'techuvasa shashimin and he built a store. And then they lived in the store till he was paid up from the Bailam. So he starts a tshuva after Reuven the shaloi kashura asa Reuven sheyarad abana shaloi b'shushimin. Even though he did something with shaloi kashura, he shouldn't have done what he did. Still, he has a pasha yarid a sadasi elita. He gets it sadasi elita. He gets his atzais. But you see, the tshuva ganim held that it's shaloi kashura. You're now allowed to do what you did. You shouldn't have done what you did. It doesn't call him a gazim, but it's shaloi kashura. You have to know maybe. I'm just suggesting that maybe this could be Daicha Daraya, that he was talking about a churva. According to many Rishonim, a churva is considered a property which is not Oymed Livnois. And even if it would be Oymed Livnois, maybe it's Oymed Livnois Abayis, not a chanus, he built a store, not a house. So it could be that he was talking about a Sada Sheina Sayolita. Maybe by Sada Sheina Sayolita, that's not likely that the Bailim are going to keep it. It's really not considered Batzmusa, inherently a Shvach for the Bailim, because it's not Oymed Lekach. So then I can hear it's Taka Loi Kashura Otsi. He shouldn't have done what he did. But if it's a Sada Sayolita and it's a Shvach for the guy, what could be wrong? He's doing a Gavaldik Otoyv for the guy. Why could you say that he's doing something on Issa? Fakir, he's being Mashbech, he's Sada, it's a Sayolita. He's not causing you any crash. B'chai Gavne, he's doing a great job. Well, which would be the problem? Even a Enos Yolita, you still have to pay for the size. You have to know that Lo Yosek Shur also could be the Yosek Shur was that he built it and he lived in it himself. Okay, you have to know. The Ma'is is Ramban and Baba Basa Dav Daladam and Beis. Rabbi, so we'll end off with this. The Ramban says like this. His case is Makif and Ikif, but he makes a Tushtel to our Sug of Yorid. Yared Asu Yalita, and he says, Ilu mitchila bali malech, had the Yared, before he went down, asked the owner of the property, do you want me to build this? Umichal yodoy, and the owner would say, I object, I don't want you to build this. Einoy reshai ligabo. He has no right to do what he did. He's not allowed to touch it on his property. He can't change anything on his property. He objected. And he says he'll have a different halachas, he won't have a din of asada yisuyalit, he won't get shvach, he could tell him akor. Bli neder, we'll get to it, not for tonight, maybe next week if a guy makes a macha. About ilo amin me'atzmai, but since he came by himself and there was no macha, then shaman loy v'yoda ala yayna, we have the regular sugi of asada yisuyalita, and shaman loy v'yoda ala yayna. Mavun Ramban, that it's only when he objected beforehand, is it asa ligaba. But had he not objected, and it's a sado siyolita, I'm deloy. Doesn't no problem.
Sign, no trespassing. That would be
a maybe that would be the objection. No trespassing and no improvements. Don't make any improvements.
Ordinances in the city are you can't trespass.
And you can't. Okay, I don't know if it is. If you could say that it is, I don't know. If it's a sado siyolita, stamdas is when it's not a siyolita. If it's sado siyolita, then you're doing a metayva. You're doing a metayva. So faket, I'm a tzaddik. I'm helping you out. That's no trespassing from someone who's doing it for himself. This, I'm doing you a favor. I'm a tzaddik. The what?
That guy wouldn't want you.
But it's a sado siyolita. You wouldn't want me.
If you asked him, he said no.
Had I asked him, and had he objected, so then, no, but he didn't object, so I could assume he wouldn't have objected. So it's Mefurish Ramban, at least by Asada Asuyalita, you have a right to do it, L'chatchila, to plant someone else's property. But Rabbi Yisai, don't run home with the Ramban yet, and that is because, if you remember, the Ramban is from the camp of Rishayim that the Goyim brings down, who hold that every Asada Asuyalita, you can never say Akar. It's such a hanan sahadi denechele that you automatically coin it and you can never say akar. The balasod can't even say akar. Not like the machava. So yes, in those rishonim, of course, you're allowed to do it like achila. It's such a non sahadi that even if the Bailam want to say he object later, it's too late. Of course. But Lididan in the Machaba, who holds that the Balasada has the right to say Akar, and at the end of the day, there's a chance that he will say Akar and you won't improve him at all, he'll end up with nothing. Maybe you have no right to go into his property and improve his property if something that he might not want, and he'll tell you that to be accurate, he has no benefit from it at all. Why are you going into his property? So at the end of the day, Rabbi said, it's still a suffix, and I haven't seen anyone who really talk about this ahead. You're like, you know, bring a gushtak, right? Deval, I'm a suffix, I'm noited that lechatchila by sodas, so you leave that, yes, you have a right to do it. But even though Ramban says it mefurs, Ramban l'shitosek. But l'didan, l'itimachabo, I'm not convinced, but I'm noita, yes, you have a right to do it, even l'chachila, at least by soda suyalita, and there's no khash, like by bias, but by ilonis, that there's a khash, then I can hear that it's now let it do it, because you're risking, you might cause a khash. All right, a good tevach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.